friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily devotional designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today we're looking at John 10, verses 1 through 21. I'm going to read this passage, and it's a long one, and then we'll get started. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand that he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. Their thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, and I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" First, let's read it in. This passage is unbelievable. There are so many images and allusions that Jesus is making here in this commentary to the Pharisees and the religious leaders that's recorded for us by John. He goes through several different metaphors saying that I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be saved. He says he is like a good shepherd, right? Who is not like just the hired hands who abandon the flock, but he's the one who is going to give his life for the flock. And in all of what he is communicating here, I think if we had to boil this down to one idea, it would be this: that Jesus desires for us to know and be known by him. Jesus desires for us to know and be known by him. I mean, this is the whole point of saying that he is like the good shepherd. And if you think about what a culture well acquainted with shepherding would have looked like, it would have a shepherd whose actual sheep would actually know the voice of the shepherd. They mean they know who they're following. It means that they know who they're looking to. They're able to discern between the one who is the shepherd and the one who is a fraud. And Jesus is saying, this is the kind of relationship that I want with you. I want you to know my voice. More importantly, Jesus wants us to be known by him. We are sheep, and to say that we are sheep is at the same time to say that we belong to him, not to ourselves, not to one another. We belong to him. And the profound encouragement in this chapter of what Jesus is trying to communicate to us is that as our shepherd, he knows what we need before we even open up our mouths to ask, and he sacrificially cares for the sheep that have been entrusted into his care. He says this four times in the passage, that he lays down his life for the sake of the sheep. That's the kind of shepherd that he is. That's the kind of teacher that he is. That's the kind of leader that he is, one who is self-sacrificial for the people who have been entrusted into his care. Do you see how profoundly different this is from any other picture of any other God that we might know of? How many of them sacrifice themselves for the sake of their people? None. And yet here's Jesus saying, I lay down my life for my sheep. No one takes it from me. I lay it down and I will pick it back up again. Of course, speaking of his resurrection, a resurrection that as his sheep, as his people, we too will encounter as we enter into the full, true life. Life the way it's meant to be lived, an everlasting life that Jesus already talked about in chapter 3. Okay, let's take a moment to pray it out. Friends, we want to not just read and think about the scriptures. We want to pray back some of the things that we hear. And as I share some prayer points, I'd encourage you to press pause after I share one and take some time to pray these things back. Here's the first one. Ask yourself this. Do I know my shepherd's voice? And your prayer may simply be this. God, do I hear and do I obey your voice? Number two, why don't you take a moment and ask yourself, what do I need to do in order to start hearing and obeying Jesus' voice more in my life? Where are those areas that you may not be hearing so well? Ask God to reveal that part of your life to you. Finally, let's live it out. We don't want to be hearers of the word only. We want to be doers of the word. You know, one of the interesting features about this passage and the illustration that Jesus uses is the idea of the sheep knowing the voice of the shepherd. Well, in practical terms, this would have taken time for the sheep to be around the shepherd long enough to actually hear his voice, know his tone, know his intention, to be well acquainted with his voice. And that's kind of the undercurrent of this analogy that Jesus is using here. Why don't you take a moment and ask yourself this? Do you spend time with Jesus in such a way that you are able to hear and discern his voice? Have you organized your day? Do you organize your time, your week, to give space to listen to Jesus' voice in your life? We do this primarily through engaging with the word, engaging in prayer and listening prayer, not just speaking back to him, but asking him to speak to us. And we do this by engaging in community, those other followers of Jesus that God has placed around us. If you're married, that person who may most clearly share with you a word from the Lord, maybe your spouse. Do you listen? Do you hear what God may have for you through the voice of others? Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.